And now this is a dictation. For Beverly McLean, MCCLAIN, August 2643. Address as a letter to Jean Beatty, JeanBeattyPAC, 6443724. Dear Mrs. Beatty, follow up for Beverly. Who has extensive atherosclerosis with prior coronary artery disease bypass surgery. Has also hypertension, chronic kidney disease. Kidney ultrasound shows small kidneys, 9.3 on the right, 9.2 on the left, without evidence of obstruction. No reported urinary retention. Arterial Doppler shows lightly renal artery stenosis with a peak systolic velocity on the right side at 445, and on the left side at 246, considered significant more than 200. Comes accompanied with husband. Since the recent visit in June, there has been no new symptoms. Weight is stable. Present medications remains low dose of lisinopril 10 milligrams and metoprolol, short-acting 100 milligrams divided doses as the only blood pressure treatment. She takes inhaler for COPD and for chronic angina on Ranexa. Today, blood pressure 140 over 80. Most recent chemistry is creatinine at 1.4. And she has been 1.5. A normal electrolyte acid base, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Urine, no activity for blood protein or cells, typical for renal artery stenosis. Mild degree of anemia, close to normal 13.1, and normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, I discuss at length with the patient and husband the findings of the kidney ultrasound and Doppler. She likely has bilateral renal artery stenosis. The question is, what is the best next step? Blood pressure appears to be fairly well controlled on ACE inhibitors, and that could be increased progressively with a goal in the 130 over 80 or below. She is very close to that. This, however, will not protect progressive renal failure or progressive shrinking of the kidneys. We can ask vascular surgeon to take a look and see if she will be a candidate for angioplasty stenting, given her other medical situation of heart and lungs. Of course, there is always a risk for IV contrast-induced nephropathy or complications of procedures, including cholesterol emboli. She's willing to discuss with the surgeon. She will continue monthly blood tests. She will keep an eye on the blood pressure, plan to see her back on the next 3 months or so.